Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Gossip and entertainment. Trash.
With all the Hollywood rumors, whispers, gossip, and
tea you can handle.
The sleeve.
It's the Dirty on the 30 with Christine and Salt on 96.5 TIC.
Let's hear what's going on.
Well, as it turns out, Megxit and the talks, the summit where Harry was there with the mom and his brother and Charles and everybody. I guess that Meghan was not on a Skype or a phone line.
Yeah.
She wasn't involved at all.
They were worried about reports of eavesdropping on that conversation. So they said, you know what, we're going to nix that. And then reports are Harry actually got to the summit 2 hours early so that he could have a private one-on-one with his grandmother about the situation.
I believe his motto is 2 hours early is 5 minutes late. So he's one of those people that's always on time.
Well, the Queen then came out with a statement that said that she supports Meghan and Harry and that everybody's behind them. There's no rift. And then went on to kind of backlash the or just slapped around the media a little bit and saying, look, there's a lot of inappropriate language that's being used out there and stuff like that. So hopefully we can kind of, this will quell the sentiment and the hatred towards Meghan in the situation.
Yeah, if you go to our Facebook page, our 965 TIC Facebook page, I posted a link that BuzzFeed put up, 20 headlines side by side that show the vast contrast between how they treat Kate and how they treat Meghan.
It's amazing. It's an amazing read.
Yeah, so Gigi Hadid is potentially going to be a Weinstein juror.
Yeah, she is involved in the Weinstein trial, but not as a witness or anything like that.
Thankfully.
As a potential juror. Now, she is has made it to the next round, which means that 32...
It sounds like a reality show.
Yeah, or 35 potential jurors are coming back on Thursday. They filled out a questionnaire, and she admitted to the judge that, yes, she knows who Harvey Weinstein is, and yes, she has met Salma Hayek, but she also says she can be fair and unbiased.
Yeah.
So that's interesting.
Okay, we'll see what happens.
And I think, you know, as a jury of his peers, Hollywood's elite, she's an A-lister. Throw an A-lister on the jury.
Good point. Earlier in this week, or last week, at the end of last week, we heard Jillian Michaels kind of shaming Lizzo for her body. And I don't think she intentionally meant to put it out there that she was shaming her, but that's how it came across and that's how it was interpreted.
Well, she got some backlash for it, regardless of what her reasoning was.
But it came across as, you know, shaming someone who you're not treating or helping in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, it's not a client of yours or anything.
So Bob Harper, who was also on The Biggest Loser, they had to catch up with him and find out what his comments are on Lizzo.
So he has a future in politics, middle of the road guy.
Yes.
There you go.
Next time you get asked something controversial, right down the line.
Now, here's the question, though.
Right.
If you're Liz, are you going to go to the trainer that wants to get you fit or the guy who had a heart attack?
I want the guy who's not going to shame me, Bob Harper.
That's not a trainer.
96.5 TIC.